Well, there is a very interesting study that's about to take place, having a look at how kids and mums and dads interact at a very young age, in fact, at a baby age. To find out some more about that is from the University of Newcastle PhD candidate Alex Woolard. Good morning, Alex. What are some of the things you're hoping to draw out of this study? In fact, how's it all going to work?
Oh, hi, Mark. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Well, look, what we're really trying to do is kind of profile infant development over the first year. So kind of looking to capture similarities and differences between how different infants develop across time and kind of the impact that these differences might have on later development and behaviour. So we're kind of looking at a few different aspects of infant development. So we're looking at cognitive development, which you can kind of think of as like problem solving and the baby's thinking skills. We're also looking at language and motor development, so how they communicate and how they move. We're also looking at a few different other aspects of the infant. So their sensory processing, so stuff like sight, hearing, touch, and also their temperament, so like early baby personality, that sort of thing.
Are we thinking, yeah. Alex, that the way that infants, or why we act as a child can be a trigger for other things? Like it might say, if you act a certain way, you might be sensitive to certain things happening later on in life?
Yeah, definitely. And kind of what we're looking at is if different aspects of, say, temperament can influence, you know, their cognitive development or the way that they interact with their parents. That's just certainly what we're thinking, yeah.
Okay, so who are we looking to get involved? Are we looking for mums, dads, with kids, or have we got plenty of mums or plenty of dads? What exactly are we looking for?
Oh, bear in mind, we have only been kind of testing for a few months now, and we're hoping that this study could go for quite a few more years. So we do need more families involved. We're happy for mums and dads to get in touch. So, yeah, anyone who has a young bub or anyone who's pregnant, we would really love to have anyone get in touch with us so that we can have more babies to study.
And that'll be a very big nursery you'll have there, Alex, that's for sure.
I'm guessing, I hope so.
So I'm guessing it will be a process that'll take a little bit of time to get some serious data from. You just mentioned years.
Yeah, we're hoping about 5 years. In saying that, though, we have got some early results that I can certainly share with you if you like.
Yeah, just very briefly, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So one of our PhD students, Olivia Whalen, she's just been presenting her findings, and what she's found is that infant temperament, so that early personality, even as early as 6 weeks, can influence cognitive development, so that the way that we think. So she found that bubs who are less distractible and more persistent at 6 weeks can actually do better in cognitive tasks later on, like at 6 months. So that's pretty interesting.
Maybe that was my problem. Maybe. Look, I'm sure you'll be able to. I'm sure you'll be able to pull out lots of great data over the months and certainly over the years as well, Alex. We've got some information on our website so people can get in contact with you from there. Thank you for sharing a bit of that with us this morning.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
That's Alex Woolard, hoping to get some serious data on how we act as a very little tiny baby, how it affects us later on in life. I'm sure she'll get some great data. And I did mention the morning show page of 2NURFM.com. You can find all the details that you will need right there.